Hey, Doc, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. Just FYI, your responses on my end are coming back kind of reverb. Just so you know, I hope I can get through this, and whatever recommendations you have, I might ask you to repeat them because it's kind of hard to hear you on my end. But
I suffer from insomnia. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
I suffer from insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've had since 2013 after taking a drug called Metoprolol for blood pressure, which I no longer take. Everything I eat is organic. I've done talk therapy. Like now they have me on the Trazodone. I can't fall asleep. I have what's known as onset insomnia. And it was Western medical doctors who gave me a medication that caused this disease. And so I have zero faith in Western medicine. I'm here in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. I have no clue where to find a naturopath that might be able to get to the bottom of this. Is it biochemical? Or what is it? Because there's none of the conventional doctors that I've been to. All they want to do is write me a prescription. They do not want to find out what the problem is and deal with it. And I cannot, I mean, I've been to chiropractors, I've been to acupuncturists, and they all say, yeah, I can cure you, give me this much money. And after the money's gone, well, sorry, it didn't work, you know? And so I've seen your name in the back of Life Extension magazine many times, Doc, and, you know, collaboration on articles and stuff. And my second tier of this question is I've recently come back with a PSA test that's 3 points above outside of the range. And, I mean, I'm doing so many things to monitor my health. I've lost 44 pounds. Everything I eat is organic. I get goat's milk from the farm. I get eggs from the farm. I use pristine hydro water. I just can't get a handle on my health. I don't know what's going on with the insomnia. But I have read that Metoprolol can dry up your melatonin, and in some patients, it dries it up for life. So I'm working with all the people I know that are knowledgeable about health, and nobody's got the answer.
Okay, sir. Well, I will come right back to you with at least some answers after our break. We got to get to our break, and I'll be right back with you. Okay, let's get back to Leonard here. See if we can get these questions answered. You still there, Leonard? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am, doctor.
Okay. Well, you've probably got the very best clue about what to do for your insomnia when you told me that it came on after the Metoprolol. All right. Now, that was years ago. But let me tell you about somebody who visited our clinic with something that happened years ago. This fellow was 18. He was pitching amateur baseball. He was 6 foot something or other, a lot taller than me, big husky guy. But his mother had to drive him to our clinic. Why? Because a few months ago, he'd started having anxiety attacks. And they came on for no particular reason anybody could tell, but he would just go anxious and shake and vibrate and stuff like that. And, of course, that doesn't work too good when you're trying to either pitch a baseball or just do life. And they kept happening, and he had to not go out with the baseball team anymore, and he went around to the doctors, and he didn't get anywhere. Okay. So, we sent him for a special type of screening called EAV. Please write those initials down, EAV. And the EAV screener said, this guy is reacting to Valium. And the 18-year-old looked back at him and said, I never took any Valium in my life. Then, according to both the screener and the 18-year-old, they looked at mother, and mother had turned white. She took Valium when she was pregnant with this guy. He had never taken any. It's 18 years later. He was a fetus when he was exposed to Valium. So the EAV screener desensitized him to Valium, and he quit having anxiety attacks, sir. I am not kidding you. That is an absolutely real case at Tahoma Clinic. Now, you need not come to Tahoma Clinic to get screened to see if the propranolol is still lingering around your body. It sounds like it is. But you see, what happens is even tiny doses of something we're really sensitive to. You remember Albert Einstein? He says that all material has a frequency. And that frequency can still be there after the material's gone. That's what homeopathic medicine is all about. It's frequencies. So I just put into my search engine while the commercial was going on, I just put in EAV, all capital letters, practitioners, Florida. And guess what came up? Two of them. There's one in Naples and one in North Miami Beach. So you put into your search engine EAV practitioners, Florida. You'll find them, sir.
Okay, that's great, Doc.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's a life changer, Doc. I mean, not being able to sleep. I mean, and it's really been, it's horrible. I can't even imagine. I mean, they use it in the war to torture people. So you can only imagine what I'm going through. I mean, it's not easy. Well, and then when I got the diagnosis that my PSA is out of the range by 3 points, and I didn't know if you wanted to.
We'll get to that in just a moment, sir. But given what you said, I do know the practitioner in North Miami Beach. He knows what he's doing. His name's Dr. Martin Dayton, D-A-Y-T-O-N. So you might want to see him. But if you have identified that this came on only after that propranolol, that's the first place to go. I cannot guarantee you it will work, but I can tell you, it has a very good chance. If the propranolol did it, it has a very good chance of working. Okay, on to the PSA. I hope you got your pencil handy, because the next thing to write down about is something that probably you haven't been told yet. It's the usual story. There was a group up at the University of Michigan, a group of research scientists there, who came up with such a wonderful thing that they went off and formed their own corporation, of course. What they came up with is that they could identify by drawing a blood test, not the cells of the cancer, but instead they could identify the immune response to the cancer, and they could narrow it down to an immune response to prostate cancer. And then, because of the degree or not degree of the immune response, they can tell you whether you're at risk, at high risk, I should say, or at low risk. And if you get that test done and you're at low risk, then you got more time to see what you can do to knock the thing down. If you're at higher risk, I would get off to see a doc. Now, in Florida, unfortunately, they don't want to license naturopaths. They'll license dogs and cats, but not naturopaths. I don't know why. So you might have to go out of state, but I'd look for a practitioner if you're at higher risk who can help you. Unfortunately, in our free country, sometimes we have to go to Mexico for that, but that's the way it goes. So here's the name of the test. It's a blood test. It's API. NIF.
Can you spell it again, Doc, please?
API.
Mm-hmm.
NIF.
Mm-hmm.
FY. So APINIFY. APINIFY. Look it up online. You'll find it. Just put in APINIFY prostate cancer test. They'll explain what it's all about, how it's able to identify a high risk or a low risk, and I just get myself tested, sir.
Yeah, I'm searching for naturopaths in my area, Doc, because of the licensing, I can't find anybody. I can't find anybody. So.
Well, fortunately, the EAV practitioner that I mentioned happens to be an MD, so you'll find him all right. But on this other, if you find a high risk, you just may have to leave the state, sir. I'm very sorry. Or, let me take that one back. The same doctor who does the EAV in North Miami Beach, he's been around for a long time, so he may be able to help you with.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, so that's great, Doc. Dr. Martin Dayton, I'm sure I'll find him. I think I heard him on another show. I think he also has an office closer in Sunny Isles, which is closer to me. But I'll find out and I'll see him. And I'm more concerned right now at the moment. My PSA is not that far out of range. It could be the goat's milk. I mean, I drink raw goat's milk. I've heard that, that will be the conclusion of my question. I've been drinking raw goat's milk since I was in my teens, and I'm 64. And I feel it's kept me healthy because it's not cooked and has the enzyme in it. But, you know, there's a lot of conventional wisdom that's saying that milk causes prostate cancer. So, but I'm not sure that includes raw milk, but I do use a lot of raw milk and a lot of organic dairy. So is that something I should consider discontinuing, Doc?
Afraid so, sir. There is a lot of information. You're absolutely correct. The more milk we drink, the more likely we are to get prostate cancer if we're men, and the more likely we are to get osteoporosis if we're women. That information comes from no less than the Harvard Nurses Study and the Harvard Physician Study. So just to be on the safe side, yes, that would be the thing to do. Leonard, thanks so much for calling. We got some other folks waiting here, but this information is important to so many people.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.